Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't understand your name.
I apologize. Can you hear me better now, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon.
Joseph?
How can I help you today?
Mm-hmm. J-O-S-E-P-H?
Yes, ma'am. Joseph.
Okay. Okay. All right. Jack got a charge on his credit card. Maximum confidence. What in the world is that? And the amount is $49.99. Now, how is that connected to us, and what does it mean? And give me all of the information, would you please? Hello?
Thank you, ma'am. I do apologize. I will be more than happy to assist you with this, but I do need to first locate the account, ma'am. So if you can please, I will first need to pull up the account. I'm going to need you to please provide me with the, if you can provide me with the zip code and first and last name, please.
Okay. 75708.
Okay.
75701.
It's 01, okay.
Tyler. Tyler, Texas.
Not locating an account with that zip code, ma'am. Would there be a different zip code that it could have been, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you asked.
No, I'm not locating an account with that zip code. Ma'am, would there be a different zip code?
75701. Or maybe it's mine. 73008.
Let me try that.
What do you have on there?
I'm trying to pull up an account, ma'am. Give me a moment, please.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And can you confirm the shipping address that would be on the account, please, ma'am?
Sorry, I didn't understand what
can
you
said. Can I please
said.
Have the shipping address that is on the account? I've pulled up an account with that zip code. You just gave me the 73008 and the first and last name you gave me. So I'm just trying to confirm I have the proper account pulled up. I would need the shipping address to confirm that. Please.
Okay, I have a box number 114, Bethany, Oklahoma, but still, I'm wondering what this is all about because I don't know that I've received anything. I'm confused.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. So I've pulled up an account with that shipping address and that name and the zip code. Thank you so much. And that was for, it looks like you signed up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club, ma'am. That how that works is the Gadgets Club, you receive a gift for the cost of the shipping for $7.45. And then 40 hours after you signed up, and you were selected your gift to be shipped to you, you would be billed the monthly service rate, which would be the cost of $49.97. That would purchase you a $125 gift card as well. Each month you're enrolled as a member for you to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store for you purchase different gadgets and gizmos, ma'am.
Well, no, let me tell you what. I have someone who has control of my phone and my computer, and they do all kinds of bad things in my name. This is something I think I'm going to have to report to the police. I don't know. These kinds of things have happened many times. They're even setting up some telephone numbers in my name and not paying the bill, but yet they have it in my name, and I'm getting the ugly letters about paying this account. Well, I don't even have those phones. All I have is a little temporary flip phone that I buy time for every 30 days. So it's the same thing with whatever you're calling me about with gadgets. No.
Do you remember ever?
Pardon?
Do you remember ever selecting a gift for an Ultra Bar?
No.
And that was the gift that was selected, ma'am. What that is?
The gift?
It's called an
what
Ultra Bar, ma'am. So it's like a power shaver. It kind of helps to save power and like gauge how much power you're using, and then it gives you different ways you can, you know, cut back on that. You plug it into your wall and it does all that.
Okay. Then I do have that.
Yes, ma'am. That's what
power
that was
saver.
For. Yes, ma'am. That's what
was selected. No. I ordered this from a company that advertises. I think they're in Tennessee or Illinois or something. No, I didn't order it from a company like you are from. No.
That would have been for the $7.45 that you authorized that charge, ma'am, for the Ultra Bar Power Saver.
Look, when I ordered this, there was nothing about joining anything where I'd be paying further charges. How is this all come about?
Okay, ma'am. So what this was for, it was a membership. You had the ability to receive a gift for signing up for our membership where you just pay the shipping, and each month you have our membership.
No.
You receive a gift card.
No.
To shop online. Do you remember authorizing the charge on 12/21 of 2021 for $7.45? That would have been for the shipping cost for the Ultra Bar, the power shaver. Do you remember authorizing that charge, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Okay, ma'am.
Jack may have authorized it, but I did not. But
who's
let me
Jack?
Tell you something. Jack is the husband.
Okay, is he there? Are you able to ask him if he authorized it, ma'am?
Would you cancel this, cancel a subscription, and give me 50% back and forget about it?
Okay.
So he did authorize the charge? Or he didn't? I'm just trying to figure out because I see on the notes that you were wanting to file fraud. I have to ask these questions to do that for you.
He said something about he had authorized.
They
hung up.
No, I'm here. I'm
still
here. Are you
still there?
I haven't hung up, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Okay. This has been a real terrible experience. And I'm telling you, I found out about this through other people. And I will eventually go back and talk to them about my experience. I don't, this is a terrible way to get treated. Yes, I wanted this. I don't know if they call it power server or server.
It's a power saver. Then the name of the type of brand was the Ultra Bar. That's just the name of the brand for the power saver. So you're saying your husband did authorize the initial $7.45 for the Power Saver. He did not realize it was a membership, though, is what he's saying.
He did not know it was a membership. We do not want to be members of anything.
The membership has been canceled out, so since he did authorize it, it's not fraudulent. So I don't want to proceed forward as fraud since it is a valid charge. He did authorize it. What I will go ahead and do instead for you today as a courtesy, I will go ahead and provide you today with a 35% refund that would be on the most recent charge that was billed on 125.
Okay.
For the membership.
And that makes a total of what that you will be billing us?
That'd be a 35% refund on that membership fee. Give me one moment to give you exact total of what you'll be getting back refund-wise. One moment, please.
Okay.
That's going to be $17.48 refund. So instead of being billed the $49.97 for the membership in January, it would be $32.48 instead is what would be billed for the membership.
$32.48?
Yes, that would be what the membership would be billed versus the full amount after you're refunded, the
$17.
Okay.
No more billing. No,
ma'am. It's been canceled out, ma'am. This would just be a refund.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Please stay on the line, ma'am.